Chase Elliott and Jimmy Johnson have yet to reach victory lane yet, though, in their Camaros.
The final lap.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies, so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added, because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
Who can put together the better starting nine, me or Alex? Well, we'll find out today. Join us, 319-366-1600. Here we go.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Yeah, Ian Happ hit 7 home runs in spring training, 5 of them leading off the game. I expect him to take a pretty healthy cut here if he gets a juicy-looking first-pitch fastball from Urania.
Urania to Happ, and a drive to right.
Go, baby!
What were you saying, JD?
Yes, sir!
Go!
One and oh, one down, 161 to go. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Opening day of the Major League Baseball season, the very first pitch of the season. You heard it right there, Len Casper and Jim Deshays, via the Cubs television broadcast on WGN in Chicago. A first pitch home run from Ian Happ leads off the Cubs' victory today. It's officially in the books. They've been done for a while in Miami. Cubs an 8-4 winner today. Some other finals in the Major League Baseball to look at. You've got the Cardinals falling to the Mets on opening day. Noah Syndergaard makes it through his first start without his arm falling off. We'll have your opening day overreactions here to lead off the show on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. NFL draft analyst Benjamin Albright is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News. And Alex and I are going to attempt to out-duel one another in a two-man draft, building the quote-unquote perfect starting nine.
Do you know who gets first pick yet?
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
You can have Trout.
I've got Yadier Molina on line one.
I'll give you Trout, and I'm already digging myself a massive hole. Would you? The massive hole that is a Thursday staple on the program coming up at 6 o'clock as well. We have for you another giveaway today, a pair of tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That concert is coming up on Saturday, June 9th, at the home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Rock and roll is never going to die as long as Hairball has anything to say about it. Tickets went on sale Monday. General admission show, we've got a couple for you. And speaking of the Colonels, well, they're getting ready for opening day next Saturday night, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. I know we're looking forward to chatting with Toby Gardenhire sometime on the program next week, I think Thursday, before the Colonels open the season on the road in Davenport. Lots to get to today. You can reach out to us on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We're taking your opening day overreactions. Go. 366-1600. Kyle Schwarber is going to cost the Cubs X number of games with his defense. Kyle Schwarber's going to win the Cubs X number of games with his offense. We saw a little bit of both today. The Cardinals are going to now make the postseason due to the Greg Holland signing. Whatever you want to overreact to one way or the other, and that's why preseason predictions are literally worthless.
Yes, they are.
Because
completely.
Hours before the season started, the Cardinals, and you talked about this the last couple days on the program, the biggest issue you felt with that team was the bullpen was in a state of flux. Luke Gregerson was starting the year on the disabled list. Dominic Leone, Jordan Hicks is a complete unknown. All of a sudden, one of the biggest issues with that team, your favorite team, your team which lost today to the New York Mets, hashtag LGM, they get a bargain. Greg Holland.
And quite honestly, what I thought was going to be their biggest weakness looks like it could be a potential strength for this team. I saw Jordan Hicks pitch for the first time today, and he looks absolutely nasty. We'll see what Reyes looks like when he comes back. But having Greg Holland at the back of the bullpen will really make this a strength. And I talked about the Cubs measuring themselves against the rest of the division and finding themselves ahead of most of the teams at most spots on the field. The Cardinals, trying to chip away at that, I think have an outfield that can contend and a bullpen now, once Reyes and Holland are ready, that can contend with anybody in the division. And the rest, we'll see. I forgot catcher. The rest, we'll see. But maybe this can help. The starting pitching is still a concern, though. I don't think Carlos Martinez is an ace.
Well, he didn't look like it today. The Mets certainly jumped all over him early on, especially Yoenis Cespedes, who I don't think is a completely 100% healthy. 82-40 on the text line. Is it football season yet? Well, technically, it's always football season. You got spring football going on. We're going to talk with Benjamin Albright, I guess now at the top of hour number two. He's had to move to 5:05 today, so I hope you're ready to put that team together.
Oh, I'm ready. Does that mean at the bottom of the hour we're having this draft?
We used to do this. Tyler and I did this every year, and we'd open it up to the listeners, and you'd always get somebody who wanted to throw a monkey wrench into the works and totally derail things by taking somebody. I'm going to take Ian Happ, 4th overall. Really? You know, Clayton Kershaw, Max Scherzer, they're out there, and you're going to take Ian Happ in a quote-unquote fantasy draft. So we're going to close the drawbridge to the listeners here. I don't normally like to do this on the pro, especially after yesterday's program, which I think was an all-time low. Yesterday, if I had the clearance, I would have gone in yesterday and deleted the podcast off of the website so that no one could ever listen to it again. When you stink, you have to own it. And that was Jose Urania yesterday, going out and getting shelled in the first hour, trying to put it together in the 5 o'clock hour.
How many batters did we hit?
The 6 o'clock hour. We were peak Nuke Lelouch yesterday. Don't say we. That was on me.
No,
I'm the driver of the Winnebago.
No, Todd, this is everybody's responsibility here. It's not just one person.
So and you know what? I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get back to sleep last night. This is an honest to goodness story. I woke up at 4:30 last night, and I could not get back to sleep because I started thinking about how much I thought yesterday's show was awful. And I'm here to say that today's is going to be marginally better. So stick with us till 7 o'clock tonight. Again, all three frequencies except for, and how could I forget this, on opening day, it's already my first slip up. 107.5 FM currently is airing opening day for the Minnesota Twins. They're on the road taking on the Baltimore Orioles. I know Byron Buxton has already recorded his first stolen base of the season. If you are a baseball fan, give us your overreaction to the first several hours of the season. 319-366-1600. I unfortunately did not get to. I wanted to go to Emil's Hideaway today and watch a few innings of the Cubs game, and I got marooned here in the office trying to get caught up on some work. And the next thing you know, I had to wind up making a run to a nearby gas station and grabbing a couple hot dogs off the roller. So if there's a quick break or if there's a sudden gulf in which you're hearing Kyle, our producer, and Alex talking, you guys at home know exactly what's going on. The gas station hot dogs are exacting their revenge. I think we're going to be able to get through this. I really do. They were high quality, and I said this on Twitter. You can follow me at Todd Brommelkamp for such insightful tweets as the following. But you can always judge the quality of a gas station hot dog by the color of the onions that are in the condiment station.
You mean they're sometimes not white?
Yeah, they're supposed to be white onions, usually not yellow. If the white onions have turned yellow, it's questionable. And if the white onions have turned slimy and brown, you're definitely going to want to avoid anything on the hot dog roller. These were quality, though. The onions were mostly white today, so a big thumbs up to the folks at the gas station that I stopped at that don't advertise in the station. And they're not going to get any free advertising today. Not here. The White Sox are in action. I feel bad for our friend Greg Runyon. You hear him every day on Smart FM.
So that's the Chicago White Sox fan that was traveling
to Kansas City. And
Kansas City that you mentioned yesterday.
If you're a Smart FM listener, you've heard the wonderfully talented Mo Holland this week on Smart FM. She's been filling in for Greg. He is at opening day taking on. And I said this yesterday, the Royals, Kansas City, it's one of those places you got to do opening day. I'd say the same thing for St. Louis. I've had the opportunity to go to opening day there. You get the Clydesdales as long as the weather is nice. You've got the Red Blazers. They bring back all the Hall of Famers, including former Cub Lou Brock and former Cub Bruce Sutter. I'm not going to go through that, but opening day in St. Louis is unlike any other in baseball. I will say that on the record. The Cardinals were on the road at Citi Field in Flushing, Queens, or Plusning, Queens, depending on where you buy your unofficially licensed New York Mets merchandise. A tip of the cap to my friend at WNML in Knoxville on Plus Ning Queens. Don't buy the Chinese bootleg jerseys unless you want to get what you pay for. That's all.
I mean, it looks real. That jersey looks real except for the tag.
Tyler bought a jersey. If you don't know who Tyler is, welcome to KGYM. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. But my former co-host was addicted to a number of things. Drinking, cigars, women. But among the things that he was addicted to, knockoff jerseys, Chinese jerseys. And the quality, it's mostly terrible. And he got...
But it looks kind of real.
An all-star jersey. I can't remember whether it was Matt Harvey or somebody. And this thing looked absolutely spectacular. It was off the rack, spot on quality. Couldn't go to the mall and buy a nicer. And then I took a closer look at it, and down on the tag, instead of Flushing, New York, because it was for the All-Star game a couple years ago, it said Plus Ning, P-L-U-S, and I think there was even a space, N-I-N-G, New York. So something got lost in translation there. But what the heck? Baseball is back. I know that makes some people very happy. I know that makes some people a little morose. We're going to break things up again. We're going to be chatting with Brian Albright, who's on the radio out in Denver, Colorado, but is also a pretty good draft analyst, a guy who gets into the draft, and he's been on the airwaves here before, so hopefully you'll enjoy that. He's going to be with us again tonight, 5:05. I am feeling generous, so right out of the gate today, to make up for yesterday's just abominable program, I want to give the hairball tickets away right now. 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number 6 if you want to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday, June 6th. The tickets are yours. June 9th, right? Did I say the 6th or the 9th?
You said the 6th, but corrected yourself with the 9th.
Okay, there we go. So yesterday was an abomination, and then today, 17 minutes into the program, I'm already tripping over my... This is what's going on. We're very excited here behind the scenes at KGYM. Because it is baseball season, and for the first time ever, we're doing this bus trip to Wrigley Field. It's on May 12th. We're going to see the Cubs and the White Sox, and this is how excited everybody else is about this. The bus trip is sold out, so that's sort of the bad news. And we had somebody that was on the text line was wondering, well, are you guys going to give away tickets? And you saw the response, well, we're not giving away tickets. Oh, that's okay. They won't fill the bus. They'll wind up having to give away tickets. Well, okay, Mr. Free Ticket Guy, we filled the bus. That's the bad news. You want to tell them the good news, or do you want me?
I'd love to.
You tell them the good news. May 12th, Saturday, May 12th, our bus trip to Wrigley Field is sold out. Our buses trip to Wrigley Field, however.
We're getting another bus.
That's right.
We sold out the first. We're getting another one.
Is full, and we are taking a second bus, so we have about 50 more tickets available. Again, this is something May 12th, Wrigley Field, Cubs Cardinals, round trip transportation, great 200 level seats down the third baseline, a stop at the DeKalb Oasis, the opportunity to hang out for several hours with our producer Kyle Mann, and a swag bag. Did I mention the DeKalb Oasis? $150 a person. We've had a lot of people asking if this trip is kid friendly. It is.
It is. Absolutely. Your
kids need to be accompanied by you or another adult that you trust. But it's $150 a person. And that, I heard that earlier today. I woke up and I said, how can I possibly be happier that it's opening day? And then the Cubs won and the Cardinals lost. And I said, how could today get any better? And then we found out not only was the bus trip pretty much sold out, but it was so popular that they are confident enough that we can fill a second bus that they are allowing us to do so. So not a hardcore sales pitch here, but folks, if you want to get in on this, you want to get your money down now, get your tickets now, because there's not going to be a third bus. They also pretty much guaranteed that. There's no C.W. McCall convoy from Cedar Rapids to Chicago and back. It's two buses and two buses only. But if you want to get in on this, you got to move now, because when did we announce this? About a month ago?
Yes.
Okay. So it took us only a month to fill up the bus, and the game is still a month and a half away. It's Saturday, May 12th. They've announced the start time as 1:20. So I know that's sometimes subject to change because the TV schedule can move around, but pretty certain this is going to be an early morning departure from Cedar Rapids, an afternoon game at Wrigley Field, and then you'll be back in Cedar Rapids on Saturday night in time to, I don't know, probably continue drinking, judging by the early response from everybody for the bus trip.
What you're saying is this might be a situation where people are going to be cracking open a cold one at about 10 a.m.
I have no idea what we're getting into here.
I don't either.
This is much like...
I'm trying to gauge what we're getting into.
This is much like in The Big Lebowski when he and Walter are going to drop off the money and Walter decides to bring along the ringer. You have no idea what you're getting into with this. But again, it's going to be a great time. Cubs looked good today. You take the good, you take the bad with Kyle Schwarber in left field. Ian Happ, we were just talking yesterday with Jesse Rogers from ESPN 1000 in Chicago about Ian Happ at the top of the lineup and maybe giving them some stability there. Here's my overreaction. And again, we invite you to give us your overreaction, because there's nothing sports fans love to do more than completely overreact one way or the other while games are going on or shortly after games. John Lester is going to be awful this year. There's my opening day overreaction. You can give me yours, 319-366-1600. Lester did not make it through the fourth inning today before the Cubs had to go into the bullpen. And he wasn't necessarily lights out last year. Okay, big deal. They won a World Series with him on the roster 2 years ago. They've made the postseason every year he's been on the roster. I don't care.
Well, yeah,
but there's my overreaction. So you go ahead and you give me your overreaction. Who disappointed you greatly today for the Cardinals?
No, nobody really.
You can go the opposite direction and say Jose Urania is going to rebound and win the Cy Young Award after getting shelled today.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say that Ian Happ is about as good a position as he can be, or this early on in his career. Because I look at that leadoff spot last year for the Chicago Cubs, and nobody could fill it. Yet the year before that, Dexter Fowler was looked at as some kind of folk hero with the Cubs for doing what a leadoff hitter should, which is draw walks, get on base, hit around 250, had a little bit of power, some gap-to-gap power as well, and play a decent center field. Ian Happ can easily do the same thing, and if he does that, the Cubs are going to be in good position. But like you said, Todd, the pitching staff, the pitching rotation for the Cubs, it can be really good. We'll see, though. Those guys have to – John Lester has to rebound. You don't think that he will. And
that's my overreaction. Classic overreaction, opening day overreaction.
And then other than that, I think that the other guy, Yu Darvish, has to stay healthy. And the same thing goes with the rest of their rotation. I think Kyle Hendricks will be the ace. And somebody's already making fun of Carlos Martinez, even though I just said that he's not an ace. And he did get through, too.
Hey, John, John on the text line asks a question about the bus trip. And I actually did run this up the flagpole earlier. Are the tickets on the second bus in the same area as the first bus? Yes, they are still 200-level tickets. So I have been told that the tickets are exactly the same as the first 50 that we're taking. So everybody's going to be in roughly the same section there. I think 209, 211, something. It was one of those two sections. It's down the third baseline behind the Cubs dugout. If you've been to Wrigley Field, 200 level is basically the first level. You remember, we were there. We were in slightly nicer seats than that the last time that you and I were at Wrigley Field, but these were seats that I sat in. If I remember, I'll go check my ticket from the World Series a couple years ago. I know it was like 207 maybe or something like that, so it's very similar, and that was a tremendous view of John Lackey getting knocked around the ballpark by the Indians that night, but a lifetime of memories. I even recall a few of them. 425, we're going to step aside and take a quick break. Before we do, we got to congratulate Jeff in Cedar Rapids. He's going to be seeing Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium in June. Again, those tickets are on sale right now. If you love 80s rock or if you just love to have a good time, Hairball on Saturday, June 9th at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets now, kernels.com. More of the Todd Brolekamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way, including your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Drake may have its new men's basketball coach. Find out who it is next.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
Back to the Todd Brolekamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
And yet they let me get away with it. Welcome back in, 427. Plenty of baseball talk on the way today. And yes, the bus trip, extremely popular discussion topic so far on the Hertine and Stocker text line today. Coolers are allowed on the bus. You can bring food and small coolers. We don't want anybody rolling in there with a kegerator. Again, I'm trying to lay
that
down.
That would be pretty awesome, though.
Trying to lay down the ground rules.
Todd, if somebody showed up at a kegerator or with a kegerator, would you really be mad?
I probably wouldn't. The bus company probably would.
That's true.
But you do not have to be. I can't emphasize this enough. You don't have to be a Cubs fan. You don't have to be a White Sox fan. That is who they are playing on May 12th. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com the other day was asking a few questions about this, and he is a Mets fan. So I think you get an opportunity to go to Wrigley Field, Why not?
I was deciding what I'm going to wear to this event. I think I'm going to be NFL guy.
Be, you know what, just sporting. Be Alex Kuhn.
I know, but
You don't need to be anybody. Just be – the listeners are going to be coming on this trip. They're going to want to get the full Coon experience.
So should I wear like a Memphis Tiger shirt or something
like
that?
Coon be Coon. It's blue.
That's
that
true.
That would allow you to blend in yet not support the team that you loathe.
It's not even a team that I loathe, though. So it's I'll do it.
You're a Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
I know it secretly deep down inside your DNA. Because the opposite is true with me. I found it really hard to root against them last year because they've got some nice guys on that team, but let's go Mets. 1-0. It's in the books. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Crowell had Iowa leading 6-1 after five innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at six, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with four runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nustrom each had three hits. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and has spent the last 17 years as an assistant coach at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling has extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran's decided not to send its team. And there are reports that Russia may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says they still expect them to participate, but they're being proactive to ensure a full competition. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and today signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. Today after the show, we'll have the Dodgers hosting the Giants on all three KGYM frequencies.
So, to be clear here, the Russians are accusing the United States of somehow meddling with something. I just want to be... This is an upside-down world in which we live in. It's a sports story.
I can't even believe some of the things I hear anymore. I can't...
Don't...
They don't register because they're so outlandish.
Well, there you go. That lessens the competition a little bit, but it's still going to be some great wrestling. And I'm looking forward to seeing it right here in our backyard at Carver Hawkeye Arena, the epicenter. Kyle Dake said he can't believe how much black and gold there is here in Eastern Iowa. Alex and I are going to put together a super team next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The first pitch of the new baseball season landed in the seats in Miami. Ian Happ of the Cubs becomes the first player since Dwight Evans for the Red Sox in 1986 to hit the first pitch of the season for a home run. The Cubs go on to beat the Marlins 8-4. One other final already on opening day. The Mets beat the Cardinals 9-4. Commissioner Rob Manfred with thoughts on the slow free agent market during the offseason.
I think that some of the rhetoric, both from the MLBPA and the agents, slowed the market down. You know, we got a lot of smart young GMs out there. When you tell them, I have a player, I have no offers for him, it doesn't look like it usually looks. I'm not out there bragging that I have 12 offers. What do those GMs do? They wait. Because they think the price is coming down.
Rob Manfred on Golic and Wingo, an ESPN quadruple header continuing right now. The Astros lead the Rangers 3-0 in the sixth. Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly faces a lengthy recovery after surgery to remove oral cancer and to rebuild his upper jaw.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free when you text the word LIFT to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIFT to 797979. Text LIFT to 797979.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care through April 2nd and get $60 on a Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Because with the right set of tires, you don't have to buy a new car to make yours run like new.
Claim form required. For eligible tires and complete details, visit driveafirestone.com. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $25.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint. Lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
436 says the White Sox on top of the Royals now, putting up a five spot to take a 5-4 lead at Kauffman Stadium. Opening day around the majors continues on. Opening day on 107.5 FM featuring the Twins and the Orioles. You can tune in right now if you're so inclined. That means you're hearing us on 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 1600 AM, the historic main gym. You can also listen live streaming at kgymradio.com, but you can also get our podcast after the show is over. So a couple opportunities for you to listen to the good shows that we do, the rare great shows that we do, and the abominations like yesterday. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Great show still ahead. We're going to be talking with Ryan Fagan of the Sporting News. He covers Major League Baseball. That'll be in hour number two. Woods is on the way in hour number three. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft with Denver radio personality Benjamin Albright tonight in about 25 minutes. But right now, Alex and I are going to do a little exercise here in the spirit of opening day and maybe inspired by our visit a couple weeks ago with Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. But Alex, I want to see who can put together the better team. The listeners are going to vote on this, so it's participatory. You at home, pay close attention, and then at the end you can tell Alex how much better his team than mine, and I will not take it personally. So here are the ground rules. We're going to alternate back and forth. You get the first pick. I know you're going to take Mike Trout. That's fine. I've already written him in, so don't let me down here. We'll go back and forth, and then whoever has the best team at the end, they win absolutely nothing other than the respect and admiration of their co-host. But a catcher, an infielder at every position, three outfielders, one starting pitcher, and one relief pitcher. So we're just trying to build the best possible team, and no, you cannot take a player once the other person has taken them.
That makes sense. So Mike Trout, number one.
You're going to take Mike Trout.
I am.
And
that fills my need in center field.
I was listening to the MLB Network the other day, and they were talking about MVP predictions and how boring it was to pick Mike Trout, who last year finished in the top four and missed several weeks, and his numbers were still good. I mean, he's the most exciting player in baseball. I am going to take one of my personal favorite players, Jose Altuve, at second base. So there you go. I have a tiny dynamo to stick somewhere in my lineup. This is the point where we would do this in the past, where we would turn it over to the listeners, and someone would call in and say, yeah, I'm an A's fan. Give me Jonathan Lucroy. We're not doing that this year. Alex is now studying. Kyle, do we need to get the egg timer? Do we need to bring the clock in from the 6 o'clock showdown?
No, I don't think we do. I'm going to fill another need in my outfield.
Please say Tommy Pham.
And I like Bryce Harper.
All right, now, the layman at home would look at this and say, you are already behind the eight ball, Todd, because you've allowed him to take Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. How are you possibly going to do better than that? We're building an all-around team, right? I'm going to take the guy that Tristan Cockcroft says is going to be the fantasy baseball MVP this year, and that is Trey Turner of the Washington Nationals. So you can take your Washington National, who may or may not be a Cub next year. I know people are already conspiracy theorying about Bryce Harper on the north side of Chicago. I'll take Trey Turner. So my middle of the diamond is set. Enjoy the scraps.
You know what? I'm going to fill a spot in the middle of my infield and possibly in the middle of my lineup with the double play combination of a player that you've already selected. Give me the former Quad Cities River Bandit, Carlos Correa.
Okay, that's fantastic because I'm going to take Chris Bryant to play third.
I was hoping you would do that because these third basemen are a dime a dozen.
You want Arenado?
I don't, because there are several third basemen down the line that I can take.
I'm going to draft Arenado as my catcher.
I'm going to take a first baseman, one of the most underrated players in baseball, a superstar.
Matt Adams.
Joey Votto.
Okay. Listeners at home, I hope you are paying close attention to the... I love Joey Votto, by the way. The guy is buried in Cincinnati. They don't get enough attention. The team is terrible. The guy gets on base. He's about as solid of a contributor. Give me Clayton Kershaw.
Since you have taken Clayton Kershaw, and there seems to be somewhat of a dearth of starting pitching, although there's a little bit at the top of my big board, give me St. Louis's own Max Scherzer.
For a second there, I thought you were going to go with Carlos Martinez just to drive the point home about how not terrible he was. Well, if you're going to allow me to round, I'm going to put together the scraps of an outfield later on, but I'm going to clean up and have a killer infield. I will take Paul Goldschmidt of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Humidifier or not at Chase Field this year, I think he's going to once again put up those MVP caliber numbers.
So who's your infield right now?
It's complete. I've got Paul Goldschmidt, Jose Altuve, Trey Turner, and Chris Bryant.
All right. So in the spirit of you finishing your infield, I will finish my outfield. I know he doesn't play this position normally, but I'm going to put the biggest power hitter in Major League Baseball in left field. Give me Giancarlo Stanton.
He was actually going to be my next pick. You read my mind. I thought maybe I could get cute and slide one by you there. Well, I think we'll wind up with catchers in the last round. So I'm going to go ahead and take a guy that I think is perennially underrated, and that's Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies.
Good pick. I had him next on my Mel Kuhn Jr.'s
big board. You went for power.
I know.
A little bit more of a well-rounded game, so that's fine. You need a catcher, a second baseman, a third baseman, and a relief pitcher.
The problem is I can't play a second baseman or a third baseman at second base here. I have to take a second baseman, and there are not many left. So right now, I'm going
Jed
to take
Jerko. He plays everywhere. Come on.
That's true.
But he's a super utility guy.
We would need Tristan here to give you the ruling on whether he has any eligibility at second base. Whew. Just because there are no second basemen left, I'm going to take a second baseman in Daniel Murphy, who I think is really one of the few left on the board that are worth a crap. Give me Daniel Murphy.
I feel guilty at this point, like this is taking candy from a baby, given how you are just allowing me to fill out the rest of my outfield with some extremely good players. But I will take Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox, leaving me with a hole at catcher, one outfield position, and a relief pitcher.
I have my pick of about five or six all-star third basemen at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Who do I choose?
It's a deep position.
Nolan Arenado is fantastic. Jose Ramirez is fantastic. But I want the all-around player and a guy who... Wait a second. You said you took Trey Turner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me Justin Turner as my third baseman.
Yeah, he's hurt right now. You know that, right? I mean, I guess this is fantasy. You took Justin so you left Nolan Arenado out there.
I did. You know what? This team is going to be playing outside of Coors Field. So I left Nolan Arenado sitting out there.
Okay. I don't want to take a catcher at this point. So I think I'm going to just have to settle, and I say settle loosely, for the other power-hitting outfielder of the Yankees. I'm not a huge fan of taking Aaron Judge in that situation, but give me a little thunder to go with Charlie Blackmon and Mookie Betts in my outfield.
So that leaves me with a catcher.
Catcher and a closer.
A catcher and a closer.
Yep.
You know, all the catchers are still remaining. We haven't nobody's taken Gary Sanchez or Buster Posey.
I do like this little exercise has gone a little bit better than in the past, where someone would call in and decide that they were going to take Domingo Santana with the ninth pick. Who exactly?
For the sake of nostalgia.
Shout out to the Brewers fans out there.
For the sake of nostalgia, this exercise has gone way better than you would expect. I'm going to throw a little loop and take Mr. Yadier Molina. I keep hearing about how his production is going down, but he has put together two really solid seasons in a row at his old age of 34.
You're giving me now the pick of relief pitchers. And I think I have to take advantage of that by taking the guy who I think is the most dominant closer in all of baseball, and that is Kenley Jansen with the Dodgers. So I have that L.A. connection between Kershaw and Jansen.
Well, I will take the next best relief pitcher, not necessarily a closer. We don't like to put labels on things. I want a guy that can go several innings, throw some really nasty stuff from the left side. Give me Andrew Miller.
A versatile pitcher there. I do like that. You left me the best catcher in baseball. I'm going to take Buster Posey. So to recap, the lightning draft there of teams. Alex is going to run out. Yadier Molina, Joey Votto, Daniel Murphy, Carlos Correa, Justin Turner, a super outfield of Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and Giancarlo Stanton. Max Scherzer is his starting pitcher, and he's got Andrew Miller, a jack-of-all-trades, on the back end of his bullpen. I, meanwhile, had to settle for Buster Posey, Paul Goldschmidt, Jose Altuve, Trey Turner, Chris Bryant, Charlie Blackmon, Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, Clayton Kershaw, and Kenley Jansen. You tell me who put together the better team in 10 minutes. 319-366-1600. Don't wait 10 minutes to text us on the Hertin and Stocker text line. That little exercise took 10 minutes, and I think I put together
this team is hard-hitting stuff, Todd.
I would go to war with this team in a two-person. As you read that, oh, man, that's a great team. How many people are in your league? Oh, no, it's just me and another dude. Just two. That's a two-man mixed league.
Have you ever been in, like, a four-man league and fantasy football or fantasy baseball?
I've never done anything under 10 for fantasy football, and for baseball, I think 12 has been the lowest. You start to get lower than that, especially in baseball, and everybody's team's pretty stacked. You're locked in on the text line right now.
I am. So Mike from Marengo wants us to take a manager.
Oh, okay. We can take a manager. I'll let who had the last pick? You did, right?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and let you take whoever you want.
So I took Andrew Miller because I don't like to put labels on things. I want versatility, and I think that my outfield gives me that kind of versatility. So the guy who doesn't put those labels on things and wants versatility is a guy named Terry Francona, the manager of the Cleveland Indians.
You're going to go with Tito, huh? Let's see. Trying to run down all of the available options. I know the listeners out there are expecting me to say Joe Madden. No. I'm going to pass on Joe Madden, although he is a tremendous manager. And I'm going to go with a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball. Give me Bruce Bochy, a guy who has won in San Francisco and won in San Diego as a manager before he switched jobs and stayed in the division.
9406 likes my selection of Yadier Molina. If I had a chance and I had a restaurant, I would name my restaurant's secret sauce after Yadier Molina. I would call it Yadi Sauce.
I should have completely trolled you and taken Carson Kelly and then said that I had taken the better of the two catchers available. What are they going to do with Carson Kelly?
I have no idea.
Carson Kelly, for those of you who do not know,
is
a very good ball player. He's a young catcher who came up as a third. They drafted him as a third baseman, and they decided they were going to turn him into a catcher, and he's ready to play in the major leagues. He can hit. He's a pretty good defender, and he's blocked because they have Yadier Molina. So unless Molina gets hurt, which happened last year, and that gave Kelly an opportunity to play, he's just enjoying some of that Memphis barbecue at, what's the
Rendezvous. Corky's Central.
He's eating at the Rendezvous with
my friend
family.
Luke. And Luke Voigt, friend of the show. I was really sad to see him get optioned to AAA. But yeah, it's interesting because he's now 26 years old. He's in the prime of his career, and he's blocked for the next two seasons by Yadier Molina. So
trade him.
I am with you. I am absolutely with you.
I mean Molina.
Trade Molina?
Yeah.
Why?
Trade Yadier Molina. It's not going to happen, but...
But that's the thing. Like, I keep hearing
young,
people say
controllable catcher. You want to keep him. You don't want to trade the young guy and ride Molina off into the sunset just based off of nostalgia.
What would somebody be willing to offer for Yadier Molina? That's the question, because you'd have to ask for the moon for him in return, because like I just brought up, people are telling me how he's declining, yet he's still putting up numbers offensively and playing pretty well behind the plate. Quite what he was, but he's getting the job done.
Got to keep David Ross. Go ahead and throw in Wilson Contreras in that deal to bring Mike Montgomery over from the Mariners. Go young. If there's anything you look at in Major League Baseball today, you say, young, look at all of these players that are getting extensions, contract extensions, before they even become arbitration eligible. We saw two of them recently, the Phillies with Scott Kingery, who is a second baseman, one of their top prospects, hadn't even played a game in the major leagues yet, and the Diamondbacks earlier this week came to terms with a five-year deal with Ketel Marte. I just like saying his name. I believe it's Ketel, but I've heard it pronounced Kettle as well.
Gosh, trading Yadier Molina. I just couldn't imagine it. It's
exactly.
Mind
and nostalgia is, we talk about it all the time on the program, nostalgia is a powerful drug, and those people who cannot let go of the past
Well, I get that, but he's still good.
If your house is on fire and you can either get out with your life or you can go in and rummage around for the wedding album, I'm going to get while the getting's good. But I'm not going in for the memories. I'm not going in for remember that time the ball stuck to his chest protector when they were playing the – oh, no. I've forgotten about that. I moved on from that.
But he hit 18 bombs last year.
Yachty
he hit
bombs.
308 the year before. He is still a really good player.
He is a and now that Salvador Perez decided to play bellhop at his house, you can safely say he is once again, without a doubt, the best catcher in the state of Missouri. Speaking of Royals and White Sox, White Sox doubling up Kansas City right now. It's 8-4. Midway through that ball game at Kauffman Stadium. We will step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle is going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then who knows? Maybe we'll draft. No, we're not doing it. Back with more after this.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Get your spring project started now during Menards Easter Sale. Give all your rooms a fresh new look with big savings on Dutch Boy paint. Dutch Boy Platinum Plus Interior Paint has stain shield technology, providing up to 50% more stain resistance and washability. Available in your choice of flat or ceiling paint, $25.98 a gallon after sale price and rebate. Additional sizes and finishes are also on sale. Offers good through April 1st. Now during Menards Easter Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkam Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Lots of excitement around the Colonels season. They get ready to open up next Thursday on the road, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. Sounds as if they are going to know their starting 25-man roster Sunday. So if you're a Colonels fan, maybe check out Colonels.com for that roster on Sunday once the Minnesota Twins release that and it becomes public. And while you're there, you can also buy some hairball tickets. Tickets are on sale, colonels.com. Saturday, June 9th. Hairball has played a number of arenas and venues around the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area. They have never played at Veterans Memorial Stadium, so it really should be a true party at the park. And with that being said, now that we've plugged one sponsor on the program, let's plug another one. Midwest One Bank, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Here's Kyle.
A big day. It's a big day for baseball, and last night was a big night for Hawkeye baseball. They beat Bradley 13-9 in a wild one on a walk-off grand slam by senior catcher Tyler Cropley. Home runs by Austin Guzzo and Kyle Crowell had Iowa leading 6-1 after five innings, but Bradley came roaring back to tie it at six, and the teams jostled back and forth before Cropley ended it. Chris Whalen was 4-for-5 with four runs scored, while Cropley and Robert Nystrom each had three hits. Drake didn't take long in finding its new head basketball coach, announcing today that Darren DeVries will be the next man to take the reins in Des Moines. DeVries is a native of Applington. He played at UNI and has spent the last 17 years as an assistant at Creighton under Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. There's an interesting international story developing with Iowa City right in the middle of it. The United World Wrestling World Cup is coming up beginning on April 5th at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And last night it was reported that USA Wrestling has extended late invites to Mongolia and India because Iran decided not to send its team. And there are reports that Russia may not attend. However, Russian officials are claiming that the U.S. is attempting to prevent their participation by refusing to arrange visas for the Russian team. USA Wrestling says they still expect their participation, but is being proactive to ensure a full field of competition. Another former Rough Rider landed an NHL deal. Eric Foley played in Cedar Rapids in 2014-15 and today signed an entry-level deal with the Blues. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the Dodgers hosting the Giants on all three KGYM frequencies.
Hopefully they can avoid the sewage spill that interrupted the Dodgers-Angels exhibition game the other night. We're going to talk NFL draft coming up in just a little bit. Yeah, we're going to give you a break from all of the baseball talk for those of you out there that are more football-minded. Benjamin Albright's on the radio in Denver. He's also a draft guru. We'll pick his brain. If he were on the clock, as the Cleveland Browns will be next month with the number one overall pick, what direction would he go with it? We'll ask him next. 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Until the Twins are over, hour number two is next.